Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Alaska will no longer make new matches between young people and volunteers in four Alaska communities, Haines, Homer, Hoona, and Sitka. The organization, which matches volunteers and youth for one-on-one mentoring, says it's a matter of reduced federal and state grant funding. Dasha Eaton reports from KHNS in Haines.
Rosalie Lowen opens a filing cabinet at the Big Brothers Big Sisters office in downtown Haines, filled with file folders for hundreds of mentors and youths they've served.
Well, it's packed in there so tight that I can't actually put any more files in there.
As she's getting ready to close the office, she says she's been reflecting on all the lives that have been touched by the program over its 15 years in Haines.
And I remember that it's not just the names that are in that filing cabinet, but their siblings and their parents and all of the other kids in their classroom. And just it's just a big piece of the way the fabric holds together for this community.
Lowen is the community director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Haines, where for the past 2 years, she's been responsible for all aspects of the program. The nonprofit specializes in helping kids connect with adult mentors. Lowen says the program serves about 10% of youth in the Haines school. The change was announced on Friday and goes into effect May 31st. Big Brothers Big Sisters will close their offices in the four communities and consolidate them to Anchorage and Juneau, where a dedicated staff specialist will focus on serving existing matches. Lowen says the closure is unfortunate.
It's a little frustrating to see the program close now because research is showing us more and more that kids who experience developmental trauma, one of the most important things that you can do that will create a more positive outcome in their lives is to match them with an adult mentor with a stable, healthy, positive relationship.
In 2017, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska served more than 580 youths across the state. The organization has an annual budget of $1.6 million and 20 employees. Heather Harris, CEO for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska, says the organization gets about half of its funding from federal and state grant monies, which are disappearing.
We're in a difficult financial place, and we have to make incredibly difficult decisions.
Big Brothers Big Sisters has been working in Alaska since 1972. Harris says she's hopeful the organization will eventually be able to reopen their offices in the communities. Although she's heartbroken about the Haines office closing, Lowen is also realistic, saying the days of big grants and free-flowing funds to solve the state's social problems are over.
Things will have to be homegrown and come up from the bottom. But I feel not entirely pessimistic about that because in my mind, that's what Alaskans are really good at, is pulling themselves up by the bootstraps and being independent and making things work.
Staff in the four communities have been given the opportunity to continue on a part-time basis. Lowen will not be one of them. Lowen says she has one more young person on the waiting list for a mentor match, and she plans on making that connection before she closes the Big Brothers Big Sisters office door in Haines one last time. In Haines, I'm Dasha Eaton.